Our physical environment affects us in many ways. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Susan Gilberts, professor of geography at Montana State University Billings, looks into how our favorite places can determine how we think of the world.
Here's a question. Where would you go if you were told, go have some fun? Would you go to your favorite beach, the ballpark, or maybe a neighborhood pub? Would you choose a place you know and love, or a place you know you will love? If you can imagine where to go, then you've just engaged one of your many senses of place. A sense of place is an understanding of a locality in terms of its physical, social, and emotional possibilities. A sense of place both reflects and frames your experience. Our senses of place are often stable, but they can be revised. For instance, childhood neighborhoods tend to shrink sometimes between being a kid and being an adult. A new trail is at first an adventure, whereas later, familiarity with the terrain allows one to anticipate the ups and downs. Senses of place are seldom singular. We know places that are beautiful and dangerous, quaint and boring, rowdy and weird. The busyness of a popular restaurant will make some people feel lonely. The quietude of a remote cabin might be unsettling to others. Perhaps you know of a place that is both friendly and mean, a place where some are welcome but not everyone, where privilege allows some to sense comfort while others sense oppression. Perhaps you know of a destabilized place where the physical, social, and emotional possibilities are in flux. An empty lot that is a playground by day, a cardboard box camp at night, and a developer's dream. Have you engaged in making a sense of place? Perhaps you volunteered to mow the lawn for an elderly neighbor. Perhaps you took cookies to the school program. Or maybe you decided to leave no trace. Our senses of place are many, part tradition, part innovation, part luck, and part pluck. So have some fun today, wherever you go.
That was Susan Gilberts of Montana State University Billings. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.